Interviews celebrating the Missouri State FFA Virtual Convention are part of KMZU's Youth and Agriculture Programming. The Youth and Ag Series is brought to you in part by our premier sponsors, Complete Farm Solutions of Cameron, Regional Bank in Marceline, and Oliphants Heating and Cooling in Richmond.
I'm Jenna Corf, and I'm from the Northern FFA chapter, and I recently graduated, but I was the FFA chapter president. This year is state convention. Normally we have teams, like contest teams going to state, but obviously due to circumstances, that wasn't happening. So we had 7 proficiency awards at the area level, and 2 won area and advanced to state, and then 1 got first, and it is advancing to nationals, and then the other one was second at state. So my SAE consists of my freshman year, I had 60 acres of row crops, and since then I've rotated corn and soybeans every year. My proficiency was actually in corn, and it went to state last year, and I got first at state, and then this year again, it is corn, which is the one advancing to nationals. My favorite part about FFA convention was just meeting the different people from different places around Missouri. It's definitely harder this year to meet people and like share your story and where you're from, the small town perspective versus the bigger SAE opportunities around the state, which is probably what I'm missing the most. And also, when you hear people that win awards, it's really hard to put faces to names. And a lot of the times on the virtual state convention, it just has their name, and it is hard to put a face to that.